Four from this masjid, five from this may go together. No, each masjid should have their own jamaat. So I raise my hand. Amir Sahib asked me, what do you want to say? So I asked, I am alone. So whom I will join? He said, you will also have your own jamaat. I said, I am all alone. No one to join me. He said, will you spend daily 2.5 hours? I said, yes. So the Amir said that after Asr, between Asr and Maghrib, there is at least 1 hour. If you go to visit one brother and you spend there 20 minutes, so how much visits you can? 3. And after Maghrib again, there is about 1 hour. So how many houses? 3 more. So one day, how many visits? 6 visits. He said to me, 5 visits, a general, 6 points, targhib, and tell them that I will go for 3 days at this time, this date. First, you fix your date. So, I started like this. Alhamdulillah, each month, from this new locality, 10 brothers, 15 brothers, 16 brothers going in the Patapalla. One brother, when he spent time, now he is preparing Jamaat. So he asking the brothers, our elder brother, your field, your farming is far in that area, on the top of the hill. So you are going there by foot or by bicycle or by motor car, but he say we go on by foot. So we also have to go in the path of Allah by foot to the top of the mountain. Azam. So this 2.5 hours, this is the base of our tabligh. So who will give from today, start it with? And if I am alone, what I will do? One of the elders said, if you can go to visit a person, at least you sit down in the masjid, the garden of Jannat, you sit here. You can't go, you sit. You can go. One Jamaat came to our masjid. So normally we say like this, that we are blind, like blind. So you will be our Dalil. So after the bayan over, and all the people, they went. So I sat with the Jamaat and said, Amir Sahib, you are not blind. You have your eyes. You can go everywhere. If there is no Dalil, no Rahbar, will you not go to visit the Muslims? You go and knock at the door, a person will come out. If he is a Christian, non-Muslim, he will say, I'm not a Muslim. But he was Muslim, you sit them and visit them. You say, give me Jamaat. What it means? That I will stay in the masjid, you go, you make jawla, you receive case Jamaat, I will give hidayat. No, this is not the job of the Prophet. He was not sitting in the masjid. Masjid is haram, prohibited. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, jawla. How much long? In the morning, he went out of his house. When he came back, at the Maghrib, sometime going up in the mountain, some in the base of the mountain. The people are not listening to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, teasing him, spitting him. Still he is make jawla, you are a mad person. A few times you say to one person, you are mad, you are majnoon, you are like this, you are sahib. He tired. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's why Maulana Jamshed Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Taka deni wali gashte. A jawla through which you get tired. Nabi Sahib get tired. He has no son. That he get tired the whole day, jawla, jawla, up, down, return to home. We go for jawla for 15 minutes. And we come, oh, I get tired. Is there anyone to make a massage? Our elder don't like this. Massage prohibited. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam get tired, No one for massage. Still he has jhola. The long day. And for how many years? There is no ijaza, no permission to do bayan and to do jhola in Masjid al-Haram, Baitullah. Prohibited. We say in Masjid Jamaat is not allowed. You can do it outside. This shows the from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi is doing the work of Dawat outside Masjid. For 13 years alone, every Sahabi, he went to Makkatul Mukarrama. So there was Muzakkar of the elder there, that whoever who learned the work of Dawat of Makkatul Mukarrama, wherever he is, he will do it. Not learn this work of Dawat in Makkatul Mukarrama, he cannot do it. Then he said, what is the work of Dawat in Makkah? Do your gasht alone. Do your talim alone. Gasht alone. Each Sahabi alone. And talim after Isha. If there is no one, he sit together and reciting Quran. So all the brothers, you are requested, you are living in such a society where there are many non-Muslims. What you are doing, mashallah, very precious, encourageous. Your karguzari yesterday inspired me. But it is not enough. Satisfaction is the death of this ummah. We have to do more. How much? Till the day of judgment, we are responsible. Oh, only was one last. One of our elder, he said, that if a farmer, the whole day, he is busy in farming, he get tired. Evening he went, return, he said, he is tired, he is hungry, the wife brought the food is ready, just he take a bullet, and he saw that a cat fell down in the fire, or dog fell down in the fire, which is haram. What that person will do? He is tired. He is hungry. What he will do? He will eat and he will leave the dog to burn. He will leave the cat to burn there. He will run. He will leave. He will forget about his hungerness, his tiredness, and will run there and will pick out from the fire. And today we are sitting in at home. Not tired, mashallah, sitting with wife and children, busy in our business, shop, and the people are going to the fire of Jahannam. For how long? For a minute or two, for a year or two, for 100 years, for 1,000 years? They will be there forever. Their body will be burning there. One piece of charcoal of Jahannam is greater than this whole world. He will burning deer. Snakes will bite him. Scorpion will biting him. Fire, in the fire they are going up and down. They will cry 500 years to give me water. No one will be there. Allah will say, Ikhsa'u fiha wala tukallimun. So the people are going to the fire of Jahannam. I am busy. I am sitting here. So is this 2.5 hours enough to pick people from this fire? Or it require more? So who is ready to give at least 2.5 hours daily, inshallah? Ready? All of you? You are giving. Just is the persuasion. We have to do our halaqa talim. Every day we sit. We learn to the fazail. We hear to the fazail. This will create a persuasion inside our body. It will motivate us to go more, to do more. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.